period.
Good evening, everyone, everywhere. This is Jack Drees, along with Jack Brickhouse, ready to bring you direct from ringside here at the Chicago Stadium, another great Wednesday night Pabst Blue Ribbon bout. Tonight's Pabst Blue Ribbon event, matched by the International Boxing Club, a 10-round welterweight bout between world lightweight champion Ike Williams of Trenton, New Jersey, and Fitzy Pruden of Paterson, New Jersey. Approximately 1.5 hour from now, the President of the United States will deliver an important message from the White House. At that time, we will switch you to Washington. Now, looking up into the ring, on the far side, lightweight champion Ike Williams is sitting, waiting for the appearance of Fitzy Pruden. Fitzy Pruden just now climbing into the ring and also waiting to go. Ike Williams in a white satin robe with blue trim, Fitzy Pruden in a green robe with white trim. Both fighters now in the ring, and Len Sterling, the ring announcer, waiting to announce their appearance officially to the crowd. Sterling moves up now to the ring microphone. Let's listen
in. Ladies and gentlemen, the Illinois State Athletic Commission has as its guest this evening a young boxer who has just returned from fighting in Korea. Let's give him a nice big Chicago welcome, Private First Class, Marine Private First Class, Vic Leonard. And presenting to you the former lightweight and welterweight champion of the world, a Marine hero of the last war, your great favorite, Barney Ross. This featured attraction, 10 rounds, 147 pounds. Sanctioned and supervised by the Illinois State Athletic Commission, your judges, William O'Connell, Dr. E. Allen Franco. From St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, weight 145 and one half pounds, wearing white and black trunks, Fitzy Pruden. From Trenton, New Jersey, weighing 145 and one half pounds, wearing black and white trunks, the lightweight champion of the world, Ike Williams. And here is your referee with the instructions, Norm McGarrity.
All right, now you boys received instructions this afternoon at the Illinois Athletic Commission. You know what they are? I'm just in here to enforce them, and I intend to do that. Remember these three things: no punching to the back of the neck, no punching over the kidneys, and no low blows. In case of a knockdown, you must take an 8 count. In case you slip, you get right up. Shake hands, knock them out, box them, watch out for low punches.
And now we're just about ready for this main event here at the Chicago Stadium, and here's your blow-by-blow announcer, Jack Brickhouse.
Thank you very much, Jack Drees. Once again, good evening, boxing fans. There's your warning horn. It's a matter of seconds now. Ike Williams, the lightweight champion, and considerably over the lightweight limit tonight. Here's 145 and a half against a real little spoiler, Fitzy Pruden from Paterson, New Jersey. Here we go, round one at Chicago Stadium. Both left-hand leads, carry the right hand in reserve, and Fitzy Pruden is the boy with that real sharp-shooting left hand. He has the kind of a left-hand jolt that can really break your nose. Mr. Williams, of course, can really wallop with both hands. The boys are out in the center of the ring exchanging left hands right now, aimed at the head. Both of them very, very fast, snapping those left hands out there remarkably fast. And the action here in round one is beginning to step up already. Both of them shooting left hands. There hasn't been a right-hand shot yet. Pruden in there with two straight lefts to the face. Very, very straight jolt. Then it's Williams countering with two straight lefts to the forehead. Pruden seems to be forcing the fighting a little bit here. It's Williams doing a little backtracking and counterpunching for the most part. Pruden will lead, and it'll be a counterpunch return on the part of Williams. And they're all left hands. And just then, Ike Williams started a right to the midsection. Pruden kept on coming, however, shortened up the blow for Ike and pounded him a couple with the right hand of the midsection himself. And again, they're exchanging lefts. And there's a right to the head, a right cross to the head of Pruden by Williams. And there's a beautiful left uppercut to the chin by Williams out in the center of the ring. And a left and a right to the head. Another left to the head by Williams. And Pruden misses with 2 minutes to go in round one with the left aimed at the head. There's a right to the body now by Pruden as Williams backs up, moves his head out of the way of another left-hand lead, and snaps that left of his out there as fast as he can. Here's Fitzy in there with another straight left of the nose. Another left whizzes on past Ike's ear. Ike backs up, then stops, shoots out two straight lefts to the forehead. And these lefts have been finding the mark very, very well. What right hands have been thrown for the most part have been good, too. Williams just managed to get a right and a left to the head of Pruden. And there's another right to the body and a left to the head, fast by Williams. Two straight lefts to the face by Williams. And now, for a moment there, it was Pruden backing up, and Williams taking the lead. That is the aggressive in the fight. Both of them very, very calm fighters, both very, very intelligent fighters with quick mental and physical reflexes. Another exchange of left. There have been a lot of left hands here in this very first round, and it was Williams coming across with a right to the ear that time that shook Pruden's head a little bit. A straight left to the face by Pruden, another left to the face by Pruden. Williams tried to roll and bob out of the way, but both lefts found their mark. Ike counters with two lefts to the head. Some of them look like light blows, but they all have a lot of snap to them. Pruden was short with the left that time as Williams got out of the way. Pruden kept on coming. Williams sent two straight lefts in there to the nose. 1 minute to go here in this round. Another exchange of lefts to the face, and they're trading pretty evenly with those left hands. Just about an equal number of lefts landing by both men. There's a beautiful right cross by Williams, which just did miss the nose of Fitzy Pruden. Another left to the head catches Pruden in the air. Right to the body. A beautiful right to the body by Williams, and Pruden comes back with two hard lefts to the head. Ike Williams backs up, sends out a series of left hands to the face as Pruden keeps coming. They're out in the center of the ring. Another exchange of lefts. Another exchange of lefts. All of them aimed at the head, and for the most part, these blows are landing. Each of these fellows has a lot of kick in that left hand. They look like ordinary jabs, just the kind where you're feeling the other fellow out or trying to keep him away. But actually, they're tough blows. There's a terrific right cross to the head by Williams that caught Pruden on the jaw and shook him up for a moment. And Williams tries to follow it up and lands another right that bounces on the head, a right to the body, a left to the head by Williams. And Pruden finally gets out of the way and shoots a straight left to the face as Ike went off balance for just a second there. Now another left to the face by Pruden and a left to the face right on the nose of Pruden by Williams as the bell ends. Round one.
Fitzy Pruden's forehead and nose are being reddened by that jabbing left hand of Ike Williams and that occasional right cross that comes thumping in there, particularly that one right near the end of the round that came in with a real smack. Since August 1947, when he KO'd Bob Montgomery, Ike Williams has been the undisputed world lightweight champion. And speaking of champions, you know, you don't become a world champion unless you deserve it. That goes in boxing just as it does in beer. That's why today, Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one international favorite. It's the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. Year after year, more Pabst Blue Ribbon is enjoyed in more countries than any other American beer. So keep plenty on hand in your refrigerator. Serve your friends. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Round number two, Jack Brickhouse.
Round one was mighty interesting. A lot of action, a lot of real dynamite in some of those left jabs. And, of course, as Jack Reese told you, that right-hand cross of Mr. Williams is really terrific. Here we go, round two. It's Williams and Pruden at Chicago Stadium. And the boys get together immediately in the center of the ring, and immediately there's an exchange of three or four lefts by each man. Straight left-hand blows to the head. Two straight lefts by Pruden, two lefts to the eye of Pruden by Williams. Real sharp shooting that time by Ike. And Ike starts a right hand, changes his mind, jabs the left of the body, but Pruden keeps on coming and sends in three, four straight lefts to the head. Williams backing up into a corner over there on the far side of the ring, still manages to send a couple of lefts tagging out to the nose. Another left whizzes on past Pruden's head, and Pruden comes in, tries one of his few right hands in the fight, misses with it, but did manage to get a left to Ike Williams for it. And now they're right over our Pabst Blue Ribbon microphone here on the near side of the ring, and it's Pruden moving in with a left and a right to the body, both light blows, and Williams danced very, very easily out of the way of them. Stopped in the center of the ring as Pruden came to him, sent out two straight lefts. It's Pruden countering with two straight lefts now. There's an exchange of lefts to the head by both men, each man shooting three straight lefts, all landing on the forehead. Well, these fellows are liable to have headaches after this one. There's a beautiful left hook to the body now by Williams. It was very calm, very deadpan. 2 minutes to go in round two. A series of left hooks now by Williams. Two to the body and one to the side of the head. And Pruden managed to move out of the way of that last one. Kept on coming, however. Moved inside of a lead. There's an exchange of lefts to the face by both men out there in the center of the ring. Gee, they use a lot of left hands, and man, are they interesting to watch. A right hook to the body by Williams. There's a straight left to the face, another left to the face by Pruden. An exchange of left to the face by both men. Most of these blows are landing. There's an overhand right by Ike Williams. It bounces off Pruden's ear. Pruden takes a left to the forehead. There's an exchange of stiff left blows. There's a right to the body by Williams and a counterpunch left to the body by Pruden. A good left blow to the body that really made Ike back up for a moment there. Now off in the center of the ring is Pruden hooking with that left for a change, and Ike Williams continues to shoot them straight. Straight left hands at the head. This is the battle of the left hands so far tonight. There's a left to the body by Pruden, and Pruden slips down quickly as he started to move in on Williams, and Williams managed to move out of the way and still send a blow to his body. It was not a clean knockdown. He was up right away. Time is called here, and Williams has asked referee Norm McGarity to please wipe the rosin off Pruden's glove, which he does. 1 minute to go now in the round, and the battle has resumed out in the center of the ring. A right to the body by Williams, a left to the side of the head by Williams, a left to the face by Pruden, a right to the ribs by Pruden. There's a left to the body, or rather to the head by Williams, two lefts to the face by Pruden. Williams backs up. Pruden has his hands up a little higher than usual now, and there's a series of rights and lefts to the body by Pruden. Williams counters with a beautiful right hook to the head. A straight left to the face by Williams, another left to the face by Williams. A left starts by Pruden, pulls it back. There's a left that misses as Williams gets out of the way. And again, they're right over our Pabst Blue Ribbon microphone here with 30 seconds to go in the round. And Pruden drives Williams into a corner, starts to send a couple of right hands. No good, however. And Williams manages to slide to his left, get out of the corner, and send a left to the head as he does so. They're out in the center of the ring. There's a beautiful left to the face now by Pruden. And it's A very deft left hand now by Pruden as a counter punch. These are quick, hard, fast, solid jabs for the most part with these left hands. There's another straight left to the nose by Williams. A left and a right by Pruden miss as Williams ducks and weaves out of the way. Another exchange of lefts to the face. And again, as Williams being backed up near the ropes, near our microphone, and Pruden starting a left to the head, which misses. The bell ended round two.
In approximately 18 minutes, the President of the United States will deliver an important message from the White House. At that time, we will switch you to Washington. Your local station will give you the result of this fight immediately following President Truman's talk to the nation. Jack?
By the way, Jack, while we have a few seconds here, we'd like to mention, since we see a couple of good friends of ours here, Phil Catan representing George Trautman of the minor leagues and Matty Brescia, the radio and TV coordinator, that this year is the golden anniversary of the minor leagues, the 75th anniversary.